Thank you. Yes, just many of the things that we address in the water report are the things we have been discussed. This year, we were 30 years anniversary of the WTO, so we sort of decided to take a look at what has been the role of trade, trade policy, and the WTO on inclusiveness. And we look at inclusiveness from two perspectives: the sort of convergence in GDP per capita between countries and inequality within countries. And we sort of reach three main conclusions. First, that trade has a proven record of sort of being a powerful drive of inclusiveness. We show that we know, and we have discussed before, that there's been convergence between low, middle-income economies and high-income economies, and we show that about one-third of this convergence is due to trade cost reduction. At the same time, when you look at within income inequalities, within countries' income inequalities, what you see is that income inequalities high, has been stable over time, is not really correlated with trade. Once you look at what happens after trade, you have some economies in which income inequality goes up and other economies in which income inequality goes down. So then as second part of our analysis, what we look is try to look at who are those who have been left behind. Too many economies have been left behind, too many people. And when you look at low, middle-income economies, despite the convergence, about one-third overall, one-third of economies, or low, middle-income economies, have actually diverged, meaning that they've been growing at a rate lower than that of high-income economies. And actually, if you look at those that have been converging at sort of pretty low rate, for many of them, it will take 30 more years, and if they continue at this growth rate, and to reach middle income level. So when you look at within income inequalities, within you see the levels are extremely high, they remain high, and somehow trade haven't managed, there haven't been many people haven't been able to leverage trade to leverage it to grow out of poverty, but not to catch up to higher income in the population. So largely, within income inequality issues are domestic issues, and countries can decide the level of inequality they want. But it's very interesting to understand and dig into how trade works for individuals, and when you look at how it affects individuals, what we sort of highlight is that first, you want to look at maybe not just income, as has been said, but maybe welfare, because individuals are at the same time consumers and workers. You want to see what happens to them as consumers. Trade reduces prices, and there is increasingly evidence that this is particularly beneficial for lower income households, because they tend to consume goods that are traded. And then when you look at individuals as workers, increasingly evidence shows that really what matters is a range of characteristics: the type of firm they work, the region, the country, where the comparative advantage is, and in which sector. So when you look at an individual and the impact on as a worker, you may have an individual working in a region where that has been affected by import competition, but if he works, for instance, in large firms that leverage the lower cost of inputs and manage to export and grab export opportunities, that individual can also gain. So in a way, what we highlight is what we need to understand is how do we leverage trade? We leverage trade because, and why economies grow after trade? Because people and resources, capital, move from firms, sectors, region, where they don't have a competitive advantage, with low productivity, into firms, sectors, region with high productivity. And what really is the problem is that this movement is sometimes extremely costly. There are estimates that show that this cost is at the level of individual can be several years of income of an individual. So this is where we need to focus our attention, is somehow one dimension. If you go back on how to measure inclusivity, one answer that the report gave is look at whether the opportunities for individuals are there to, and largely are domestic policies. And this brings me to the third final conclusion of the report, which is what has been highlighted here, that trade can help, but trade alone is not enough. We need a sort of coherent policy, set of policies. And what we argue in the report, this coherent set of policy requires a more coordination also across the operation of international cooperation, because yes, domestic policies are domestic, but there is a lot that also the international community can do. And I stop here.